Today's scripture reading will be coming from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God.
Good morning. It is good to see y'all this morning. To get to be up here again. I have, through the years, have noticed a pattern when I'm planning sermons. And maybe you'll notice this now that I've pointed out. Some of y'all may have seen it before. But when I sit down and I'm planning my sermon, sometimes I become calendar blind. Because I start thinking about, some set of scriptures to cover or a topic or something. And then we end up with special days, we end up with holidays, we end up different things going on. And I've planned out my sermons without even thinking about any of those. Now, you may look at our topic this morning and think, what in the world are we doing in Ephesians 6? Especially if you're used to having a time where we spend a little bit of moment to think about and talk about Jesus. Well, we want to have him here, but as I was looking ahead to today, I thought, I'm finishing out Ephesians, but even in the middle of the holidays, sometimes we need reminders about life, have reminders about what gets us through, even in these moments. So if you were anticipating something a little bit more traditional, I'm sorry, that's me. But I hope we can get something here from Ephesians 6 to help us get through the next couple weeks and all that goes on. So if y'all will pray with me, please, we'll get started in our study. Father, we are so very grateful for all that you've done for us. The more we learn, the more we understand, the more we are in awe of all that you've done. And we know, Father, that you love us more deeply than we could have ever imagined. And that you sought us out through your Son. So in these days ahead, Father, we ask that you help us. Help us to see the joy and the love and the hope you've given us. Help us, Father, to receive the gifts you've given us. But during these days, Father, there's so many of us that just need to be able to have some time to rest. So, Father, we ask that you will provide those moments where we can find rest, where we can find peace, to remember all that really matters in the great, all these great events of life. Help us to be with those who are with us. Help us to show the love you've given us. And help us, Father, in every moment to keep our focus on you and the gift of your Son. For us, through Jesus, we pray. Amen. When you think about somebody who's strong, who's the strongest person you know? You know, when you're growing up, who gets to wear that mantle of the strongest person you know? your dad, isn't it? I mean, that's just automatic. We know when we're little, he's the one we've watched do things that amazes us, because there's no way we could have ever picked that up. We could have ever done that. As you get older, you find out that there's a strength that is something more than the physical. You know, we find out our dad's just like any other dad. And we start looking around us and we see people who have gone through things that we can't even imagine, and they're still going. That they've been hit over and over again in life with this and that, and they're still going. And then we become in awe of those folks, and maybe a grandmother, a neighbor, somebody we've watched that's, in spite of life, they still have faith, they still have joy, and they still have hope. And we find out how strong they are. And we want so bad to be like that, don't we? To have a strength that can get us through whatever life throws at us. You know, we'll make a list, especially as we start to get into the new year. We'll make a list about what we would like to see happen in our lives. And sometimes that list is based upon, if only I were stronger then, I could get through this. If only, and sometimes it's filled in with, if only I had more money, if only I made more, then our life would be okay. If only I had somebody in my life who really accepted me, who understood me, then things would be good. If only, and we can make a long list of all those kind of things, that we want so much to be that person. We want so much to have this in our lives so that we can get through what we have already struggled with. We can get through all of that. And so when we have that, that if only comes about because of what we feel is lacking in our lives, what's lacking in our faith, what's lacking in us. And we start dreaming about, if only we could have this. And in all of that, we see our struggles, we feel our doubts, we try to overcome our fears, we have all these things that go on in our lives, and we so much want to do better. We so much want things to be better. We so much want to be that person of strength that is standing and doing so well no matter what goes on around us, no matter what goes on in our lives. So when we read Ephesians 6:10, and he says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Isn't that an appealing verse? Doesn't that draw you in saying, that's what I want. I want to be strong. I want to have that strength, to where I know whatever comes tomorrow, I'm going to be able to get through it. And that thing, that's strong to be able to stand firm, strong so that I'm not just tossed here and there by whatever comes my way, strong so I'm not knocked down, strong because I'm on solid and sure footing, that I don't have to waver, I don't have to worry. I have a spot here where I know I'm going to make it. That strength. Peterson's paraphrase, he says, God is strong and He wants you strong. And it's like, don't we dream about that? I want to be strong. I want to know that no matter what is thrown my way, I'm going to be okay. So why is it that we struggle? Because the idea of saying that when he says be strong, it also means that there are times, there are moments, there are places that we know we aren't. And he gives us an encouragement to be strong. So what is it that gets us to where we're not strong? Why do we struggle? Why do we doubt and fear? Why do we so much at times want to just have it all go away. It's not other people. Sometimes we like to say, if it wasn't for these folks or those folks, but the truth is, it's not other people. Other people. And when we start digging into it, what we find is that at the root of all of our if onlys, at the root of our struggles, at the root of our feelings of weakness and all that goes on, what we find is what we tell ourselves, the lies we tell ourselves. And the only reason we end up getting knocked back and forth is because of what's going on within us. And so some of the things that we'll say, we'll talk to ourselves, that we don't feel like we're enough. We're not good enough. We're not strong enough. We don't have enough. We feel like at times that we know too little. I don't understand it, and I want to know more. Sometimes we talk about we don't feel like we're really lovable at all. There's no way anybody could ever love me the way I am. Sometimes we don't feel like we're worthy. Sometimes we don't. We just, in all of these kind of things that we tell ourselves over and over again, it's there we find ourselves feeling like we're going to give up, feel like we're going to be torn down, feel like there's just no way we're going to be able to get through it because of everything we've said about ourselves within our own minds and our hearts. I can't do it. I can't make it. So the question I have for us, when we tell ourselves those kind of things, who told you that? Who told you you weren't worthy? Who told you you aren't lovable? Who told you you're too much or you're not enough? Who told you that? Because the truth is, every one of those things is false. They're all lies. And at the root of it, we can go back. Well, I need to back up a couple. We're standing against the devil's schemes. Now, there's where we're going to get into, because ultimately, when we start seeing what we're telling ourselves is not true, we find behind it someone who wants us to believe those things and encourages us to believe those things. So he says, put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. Our struggle isn't against flesh and blood. We may talk about all those folks that are, all those terrible people out in the world, and if it wasn't for them, the world would be a great place, and that's false. Ultimately, it comes back to what are we doing within our own selves, within our own hearts, with our own lives. Our battle, he says, isn't against all those other folks. Our battle is against rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. And we start looking at that, and what we realize, at the root of every lie that we believe, every lie we tell ourselves, we find the father of lies, who's there to encourage us to believe those things. Every lie and every evil is encouraged by the darkness. Because if you don't feel you're worthy enough for what God gives, it's going to knock you all kinds of ways. If you don't feel like you're enough, or if you feel like you're too much, if you feel like there's just no way anybody could love you, if you, all these things we believe, you're right in the spot where there's no way you're going to be able to get through this world. So how do we find the strength that he says we can have? Be strong in the Lord and his mighty power. Now, verses 13 to 17, we'll read that all together. It says, therefore, put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. Isn't that? There we go. So you can stand. And after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flame arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we read all of that, and those are some familiar verses, and we grab a hold of that, and he says, here is a picture of strength. But ultimately, what we have to realize, we have to watch so that we don't miss what he's telling us. Any of y'all ever put on armor at all? See, this isn't something that we relate to. We see these pictures. But it's not something we necessarily see in our own lives or see around us in the physical sense. And so when we talk about being strong, he's not saying, hey, put on some armor. He's reminding us of what the meaning is around it. This is where I think Peterson does so good in his paraphrase on this, because he boils it all down. Instead of getting it lost up in the description, in the picture, he reminds us what is what is underneath it all. Because it's not talking about what your belt is or what your breastplate is or what your shield is. He's saying truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation are more than words. He says, there's your strength in what God gives. Learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. So when we talk about becoming strong, he says, look at the armor of God. Now for us, we have to come back to it and say, what is it? The armor that we need is truth, righteousness, peace, faith, and salvation. And bringing it in our lives. So that's the need that we have, are these things that get us there. So when we boil it all down, here's what helps us to be strong. If you want to be strong, believe what God has told us. Truth. Righteousness. All these things that he's given us. Believe it. And live it. Now, there's where Peterson did really good. You learn how to apply them. You'll need them throughout your life. When we talk about the idea of truth, truth is not just something you decide, yeah, I think that's true. Truth is something you pick up and say, it's true and I'm going to live it. It's true and this is what I'm going to base my life on. This is the foundation of my life. What God has given me, what God has told me, is what I'm going to rely on and bring into my whole life in every way. So that every lie that we tell ourselves, every lie that we're told, every lie that we're influenced to believe, we meet with God said. Y'all remember when Jesus was tempted out of the wilderness, how he handled everything that Satan threw at him? He didn't say to Satan, well, I don't need that. He said, turn these stones to bread. You're hungry. He didn't say, no, I'm good. He said, let me tell you what God says. Throw yourself off the pinnacle of the temple. Everybody believe you. God won't let you hit the bottom. And God said, so bow down and worship me. I'll give you every kingdom there is. God said. And for us, if we're going to be strong, we have to do the same thing. Where we grab a hold of what God said and said, that is the truth. That's what I need to hold on to in every moment of my life. If I believe I am not lovable, God said what? He says, you are loved so much more deeply than you could have ever imagined. I'm not worthy. God says, you're missing the point. I've got something for you that is more precious than you could have ever imagined. And it's yours. We turn around for every lie we try to hold on to and we flip it and say, God said, and we hold on to it. And we live that out. On top of that, what we struggle with is sometimes our feelings of weakness is because we know what we can't do. Over and over again, bless you, we look at our lives and we go, I can't do that. There's no way I can do that. And instead of looking at ourselves, God says, you need to look at the one who can. And we lean on what God has said. Over and over again, do you hear it in this list? He comes back to the gospel that's what God gives. Everything in that list is things that God has given. What God has done. And so if we're going to be strong, we're not looking at, this is what I can do. I can't do this. It's, let me tell you what God has done and all of that. So every time we doubt, every time we struggle, every time we aren't sure about what is in life, we need to remind ourselves, let me tell you what God has done. And I'm going to trust him because he is the one that's able. He will do what he's promised. He can do everything He said He's going to do. I'm going to trust Him in that. It's not based upon how well I can. It's based upon what God can do. And I'm going to hold on to Him to get me through. God can. And I will trust Him. So the struggle for us, so many of us, it may just be me, is that we believe we've got to do it ourselves. Peterson said, be prepared. Up in verse 13, you're up against far more than you can handle on your own. Take all the help you can get. Every weapon God has issued so that when it's all over but the shouting, you'll still be on your feet. We can't do it alone. But we'll sure think we have to. And what to get us to remind that is sometimes we'll think, I've got it covered. It may amaze you that in this picture there is a small child. And if you look close, maybe you can see him. You know, he is just like every one of us. Because sometimes to get through life we think, we can just put up a nice facade and it'll get us through. I'll hide behind what I think I need to be so that I can get through whatever's going on. And it makes us an easy target to fall behind, to drop out. And instead, we need to open our eyes. Says pray. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. This is opening our eyes to what is. To pray. We pray because we know what God can do. In prayer, we open our eyes to see the bigger picture as opposed to what is right here in front of me. There's my challenge so much in life, is I get so fixated on what's going on right here in this moment, I forget to back up and look at the bigger picture and realize there's so much more that I'm not even paying attention to. But in prayer we put our focus on God. In prayer, we see a bigger picture, and in prayer, we know where we find our strength, where we call out to Him. Back over in Joshua 1, Joshua is told over and over again by God, by the Israelites. It seemed like everybody that talked to him in chapter 1 said, be strong and courageous. But God started it out. And there's something that God tells him, I think, that we need to remember. Because God says, be strong and courageous, for I will be with you. For us to be able to get through anything that comes our way, it's not that we become strong enough that we can do it all by ourselves. For us to get through anything that comes our way is because of who we stand with. And we can get through whatever comes with God. Holding on to Him, leaning on Him. Because God has promised us that we are not alone no matter what comes our way. Be strong. I'll be with you. Now, if the days ahead are especially difficult, we have a wonderful opportunity to be here together to pray for each other. So if you need those prayers, please let us know so we can encourage you. Whether it's somebody that's difficult or whether it's circumstances difficult, you don't have to go through it alone. God has promised that in Jesus we have life. In Him we have forgiveness. If we'll trust His promise, let go of everything we've held on to, thinking it's going to get us through. Put on Christ in baptism and become His through and through. That He keeps His promise and will take care of us. But if you need to come today, would you come now as we stand and sing?